Before we start talking about repeated measures designs, we have to make sure that we go back and look carefully at the different kinds of questions that can be asked of repeated measures data. Repeated measures data is, on the one hand, the hardest to control, the hardest to produce causally interpretable results, because of how difficult it is to assume initial equivalence. Remember what initial equivalence is in a repeated measures design. That when you start the second condition, you are the same you on all subject variables that you were when you started the first condition. Yeah, good eye roll. Quality eye roll. And if they're not all the same, at least they're somehow counterbalanced, which only works if we can really count on a symmetrical relationship between the order in which you do things. So on the one hand, for causal interpretation, within groups designs are the most complicated. On the flip side, if you're comfortable with associative information, within groups designs are far better. The same analysis run as a between and a within groups design is more likely to be statistically significant as a within groups design, because all within groups design or all within group statistics are more powerful than their between groups counterpart. Except in really rare circumstances that behavioral scientists don't tend to run into. Engineers and chemists have a bigger crisis than us, but for the most part we get. Second of all, and that's the really important part here, there's more questions we can ask of repeated measures data than we can ask of between groups data. When you have those multiple quantitative variables, you can ask whether two things are related or if they have a mean difference. Those are not the same question. They are statistically unique questions. And you can get completely different answers from, hey, is time one related to time two, or do people switch around their orders? And we can ask if time two generates a different mean than time one. So there's all kinds of reasons to really prefer within groups data, including there's more things we can analyze, more questions we can learn. Never pass up within groups data if you can get it. Remember, if you've got a between groups design, and you do counterbalancing, then you've got a situation that looks like this. You got treatment and control, and if you counterbalanced, then half of them did to treatment first and half of them did to control first. Right? If you want to, you can go in and you can compare these two. That's the treatment group that did treatment first, and the control group that did control first. You've got a classic between groups comparison. And if it looks like the counterbalancing is something that will offset the order effect, then you can go back to analyzing all the data. But this allows you to compare the treatment and the control both in a between groups and a within groups fashion. And that's one of the things that we'll worry about when we talk about meta-analysis, is that most research areas have at least one or two times that the reason they ran into replication and even theoretical problems was some people were running things within, other people were running between, they weren't getting the same answer because they aren't asking the same question. Cohort comparisons at a given time between groups is not the same thing as following a cohort across time within groups. And several research areas had to learn that painfully. We'll talk more. So before we launch into the statistical models, we got to make sure that we know what's the information that's available to us when we run that within groups design, separate the information we may want to analyze, and know what test goes with what information. So you not only have to know what's between and what's within, but you've basically got one kind of between and at least two kinds of within. And that means you've got to be sure that you know what statistical model to use. So, the two major kinds of repeated measures, same cases, measured on the same variable at different times or conditions. The classic repeated measures design. Same cases, same variable, different times or conditions. Pre-test versus post-test, performance scores under feedback versus no feedback, percent who pass before versus after remedial training. Notice we're already starting to see both quantitative variables and qualitative variables, because that's also going to be part of our show. Same cases, measured at one time, under one condition, using comparable measures. Like, I sit you down and I give you a math test and a spelling test right now. One set of cases, one time, one testing condition, two different measures. Now, they need to be comparable. You can't measure someone's height and someone's weight and say, let's look for a mean difference between height and weight. I've made this awful joke before, but in all of your chemistry and physics classes, when they made you write down what was the unit of measure, this is what they were getting you ready for. They knew you weren't going to become chemists, but they knew you were going to become behavioral scientists. And they know that you got to keep track of what it is we're what it is we're measuring, because not all things are comparable. Now, there really is a third, and we learned about it during the third unit, and that is matched groups designs. When you have different people in different groups, but they're not independent of each other because they're matched. In behavioral sciences, there's two forms of non-independence: repeated measures and matched groups. In both of those, I know why you're in that group. You're in this group because you were in that group before and it's the same you. Versus you're in this group because you're matched with somebody in that group. Those are both non-independences. So group comparison analyses divide into two kinds, independent and dependent. You got to remember that dependent is both within groups and matched groups. So for all dependent groups designs, the non-independence of the groups allows the separation of variance due to differences among people and other known causes, which reduces the error term. This is why within groups designs are more powerful. So, we got these three different kinds: repeated measures of the same variable, comparing comparable variables, and then matched groups designs. And we have two different kinds of questions. You already know this one. This is the difference we talked about in Unit 2 between a 2 within groups ANOVA and a correlation. When I have those two variables, I can ask, did they do better at time 2 than at time 1? Or I can ask, can I predict time 2 from time 1? Completely different questions. A mean difference comparison and a relationship question aren't the same thing. You can have any combination that you like. So that means we have these conditions right now. So we've got different times or situations and different measures. We have questions about mean differences and questions about association. That's where we are so far. That's the stuff we've done up until now. But all of these are based on quantitative variables. When we start looking at qualitative variables, there's another layer of interesting. Qualitative variables can be used with each type of repeated measures, different times versus different measures. Consider the difference between the following examples of repeated measures design using a qualitative, specifically binary response or outcome. The same percentage of students will be identified as needing remedial instruction at the beginning and end of the semester versus the same students will be identified as needing remedial instruction. When we compare percentages across time, it's like comparing means. Asking if there's a mean difference is parallel to asking if there's a percentage difference. Asking if it's the same students who will be identified at one and the other is like asking if there's a correlation between time one and time two. You with me? It's Friday. I know it's Friday. You have that Friday look. You also have that Friday look already anticipating the absence of Monday. And Wednesday.
And Friday.
Does it make sense to you that there's a difference between the same percentage here and then versus the same exact people here and then? One is an issue of group comparison. The other is an issue of individual differences and individual predictions. The same students will be identified as needing remedial instruction based on teacher evaluation as based on a standardized test, versus the same proportion will be identified using the two different measures. So this is group comparison, individual prediction at different times. Group comparison, individual prediction across different measures. And that gives us the whole panoply of all the things that we can do with repeated measures design, which includes separating into whether the dependent variable is quantitative or qualitative. So this is what we've seen before. Assuming quantitative variables, whether it's different times or different measures, if I'm comparing means, I use a within group ANOVA. If I'm looking at individual differences in association, I look at correlation. Here are our new friends. If we have a qualitative variable and we want to compare the whole group pre and post, before and after, within conditions, we're going to use a new statistic we've not seen before called a Cochran's. A Cochran's is effectively a kind of within groups chi-square. Several of you noticed that we didn't have a within groups chi-square back in Unit 2, and we're nice enough to keep quiet about it. There was an obvious hole in the 2x2 matrix. You were nice enough to let me slide that by. There's the fix. For the examination of pattern, we have another statistic, and this is one of those statistics that not everybody knows about. It's a quality statistic. I'm also a huge McNamara fan. McNamara did some things that saved multiple regression people, and being one of those, I'm a huge fan. So let's start to look through these.